佢救主嘅身份其实系第二位。
And that's a foundation, that's an understanding of what it means to be a father or mother as well. We are sons and daughters of God first, and then fathers and mothers second.
这个都是我们做父母的一个根基来的。我们首先就是神所喜悦的儿子、女儿，之后我们才是人家的父母。
It's this realization that we can only be successful in that relationship when we first remember that we are sons and daughters and then fathers and mothers.
当我们只有记得我们首先是是被爱的儿子女儿先至是父母的时候，我们这样，我们对于我们下一代的教导才会更加有机会成功。
So if last year there was this idea of understanding what is the foundation of fatherhood，
他上一年我们考虑过这个做这个父亲的根基。
Maybe this year we can ask this next question， okay， so what is the purpose of fatherhood？
今年我们可能来看一看，那我们做父亲的目的是什么呢？
Now that might sound like an obvious question.
可能覺得係 ，come on， 呢啲好好明顯啦。
It's to raise your next generations.
就係要帶大我哋下一代嘛。
It's to have children so that your parents will be pleased with you.
所以你有小朋友，所以你嘅父母會對你都高興啲。
I know that's the situation that I'm in right now. My parents are still nagging me every time I go back to see them. Josh, why do you still not have children?
我知道，因為我而家就係咁嘅情況。我每次翻屋企嘅時候，佢哋仲問我點解 Josh 你都仲未結婚㗎？
Sometimes it feels like having children is just a socially expected thing to do.
所以有時覺得有下一代簡直就係一個社會嘅期望嚟嘅。
It's part of our natural biology, even.
呢個就係我哋嘅。就是我们的生物的身份。
But when we look at scripture, is there something deeper about how we understand being a parent, whether that's a father or a mother, as something as with a greater purpose behind it?
当我们看着圣经的时候，我们会明白作为父母是有更大的一个 目标的。
It's funny, it was said before this passage was read out that this is a very familiar passage to us.
先后我们读的这个圣经这一段是我们都很熟悉的。
And even though I'm not a father, every time I've read this passage,I have this slight anxiety as well.
当我每次看到这一段经文，我都有少少焦虑的。
Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Without any other context, the author of Ephesians is giving fathers this caution, this warning, to be careful in how they conduct themselves as fathers.
这个作者给我们的父亲有这个这样的一个劝诫，应该怎样去做这个父亲。
Do not provoke your children to anger.
不要惹儿女的气。
Now in ancient cultures, children, families, within families, children were seen as kind of resources.
在古时的文化，孩子是看上来一个资源来的。
You wanted to have lots of children so that all of your children could help in the family business.
你可能会，你想会有好多孩子，所以佢哋可以喺家庭嘅呢个农作上面嚟到帮手啦。
Most trades back in the ancient days were farmers.
佢哋好多时候嗰阵时都系种田嘅。
And so you wanted lots of children so that when they grew up, they could all go out into the fields to help you plant and to harvest.
所以你会好，你会想会有好多小朋友，所以当佢哋大个之后咧，佢哋可以喺田地度帮手嘅。
In doing that, you would generate lots of wealth.
咁样做咁嘅时候咧，就可以赚好多钱啦。
And in doing that, you would generate lots of honor for your family.
亦都系为你嘅家族带嚟好多嘅荣誉。
And so fathers would routinely pressure their children to work hard, grow well, in order to help with the family trade.
所以咧，父親係好經常係會去壓迫佢嘅小朋友，去逼促佢哋去做得更加好，係主要係為咗佢哋喺為個家族帶嚟更多嘅名譽同埋資源啦。
Children had very very little say in what industry, what trade, what skill, what subject they wanted to do.
孩子们通常都在他们的职业啊，他们想做什么事，没有什么太多可以选择的。
It was all up to the authority and the direction of the father to determine the direction of their next generation.
通常都是阿爸话晒事的。
Unlike today, where our kids get to decide exactly what subject they get to do from the age of 15, 16.
在这里，这个15岁之后，我们都是有一个很大的问题的。
Even Jesus himself, he was a carpenter.
就睇翻耶穌嘅自己本身，佢都係一個木匠。
Because his dad Joseph was a carpenter as well.
因為佢嘅父親約瑟都係個木匠。
And so in this environment where fathers had so much authority to dictate and to advise and to pressure their children into doing what they needed to do.
所以呢個環境就係話， 父親係好有呢個權力去逼佢哋，或者係去推佢哋嘅孩子去做啲咩嘢嘅。
Creates this environment where provoking their children towards anger makes a lot more sense suddenly。
所以喺呢個環境入邊，去令到佢惹兒女嘅氣係好正常嘅。
But notice the author of Ephesians, their advice isn't to just be gentle to stop provoking their anger.
但大家留意到这个以弗所书的作者，他的建议不是说你只要温柔一点。
It's not just the opposite of provocation.
Sorry,
it's not just the opposite of provocation.
Provocation, sorry, I don't know. Sorry, 也不是说不要去惹他的气。
Instead, the instruction is to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord Jesus.
但而且那个教导就话要照住主嘅教导嚟到去养育佢哋。
It's not this idea of let your child go and do what they want to do.
对，但唔系话任你嘅小朋友想去做佢中意做嘅嘢。
But lead them instead towards the way of Jesus.
但呢，其实系要带领佢哋行耶稣嘅道路。
So what's the wisdom behind this advice here?
咁呢个后边嘅智慧系咩呢？
Being a father and mother or mother is hard, isn't it?
大家都知道做父母是很辛苦的。
Last year, I remember I showed you guys a photo of my four godchildren.
去年我有跟大家分享过我有四个教儿子。
This year, I want to show you a different photo of some children.
今年我会给你看另一张照片。
This is my family.
这个就是我的家人。
The handsome chap on the top is not me.
最尾最英俊嗰個人唔係我。
That's my dad。
嗰個係我父親。
That's where I get my looks from。
呢個就係我嘅樣點嚟㗎啦。
I'm wearing that very 1960s jumper on the left。
佢話我係嗰個著住個恤衫嗰個 T 恤嗰啲人。
This is my dad, my mum, me and my two sisters in our takeaway in Portsmouth。
呢個就係我咧同我兩個妹啦，同埋我父母啦。在我哋 Postbox 嘅外賣檔嗰度嘅。
My parents came to the UK in the 1980s。
我父母係八十年代嚟嘅。
So far, far ago in terms of the Hong Kong migration。
好耐好耐之前喺香港嚟嘅。
My dad, when he first came to the UK, he worked as a restaurant and takeaway chef。
我爸啱嚟嘅時候咧，佢喺takeaway 做廚師。
So he'd be working 6 days a week, 12 hours a day.
所以佢會一個星期翻六日，每日翻12个钟。
And always in the evenings.
成日都係夜晚嘅。
Hard work.
係好辛苦。
Physically very demanding.
係真係體力上好疲勞。
And then, so because he was working on the evenings as well, he didn't get to spend much time with us.
因為佢係夜晚都要翻工㗎，所以佢同我哋其實冇乜時間相處。
The only time he really got to play with us was on Saturday mornings.
佢除咗星期六早上有啲時間同我哋玩之外，其他冇㗎啦。
And after working for 4 or 5 evenings in a row, and then having to ride bikes with us to go out to the parks with us, that was even more demanding on his body.
諗下星期六早上佢已經做咗成個星期嘅辛苦啦，到嗰陣時要起身同我哋去踩下單車啊，去上下滑梯啊，其實真係都好攰㗎。
Translation of riding bikes, I suppose. Sorry.
I'm just thinking myself.
My mother had it equally difficult.
我媽都一樣係咁辛苦嘅。
When my dad was at work, she'd be at home looking after the three of us. We're very young.
當我爸喺度翻工嘅時候，佢都喺屋企要睇住我哋三個。
And whilst they were still trying to earn money, my family didn't have a car for a lot of the earlier years.
佢哋都係翻工去賺錢啦，但係我哋嗰陣時冇車嘅。
And so before I went to nursery or to preschool,
當我未去托兒所嘅時候。
And by the way, there's only 3 years in between me and my younger sister.
我同我兩個細妹嘅年紀咧，即係一共只係相差3年嘅啫。
If my mother needs to go buy groceries,
如果我媽要買餸
，she would have to carry my younger sister on her front.
佢會將我個最細嘅細妹孭喺前面。
My middle sister on her back.
我中間個細妹喺後邊。
Hold me on her left hand.
喺左手拉住我。
And then carry 2 bags of groceries in her right hand.
右手攞住兩袋餸。
Fully loaded.
真係好辛苦。
Now I actually think they actually got the taxi, but that's the story that they told me anyway.
哇 ，anyway， 佢哋呢個係佢哋講我講翻俾我聽佢哋嘅經歷，但我估佢哋應該當時有叫的士嘅。
And it's not just the physical demands.
唔單止只係體力上嘅需求。
There's the intellectual demand of how the conversations that you'll have with your children as they grow up, they might be less than interesting for you.
甚至喺知識形態上面，你同小朋友嘅溝通可能隨住佢長大都唔係話特別有趣啊。
There's the emotional stress of how your children, when they're young, they don't listen to you.
同埋都係心理上一個好大嘅壓力，就係當佢哋後世嗰陣時，佢哋唔係好聽話。
And then when they're older, they don't want to hang out with you anymore.
當佢大咗之後，佢又唔想同你一齊啦。
You're not cool enough for them.
因為你唔夠 cool 啦。
All of those things, the physical, the emotional, the intellectual demands, they all make the task of parenting over those 2+ decades a hard task.
所有呢啲咁嘅經歷，體力啦，精神啦，同埋所有呢啲咁嘅情緒上經歷，即係令到我哋覺得做父母係一件好辛苦嘅事。
And what I'm confident of is that no one goes into the task of parenting intending to be a bad parent.
冇人想做一個壞嘅父母嘅。
No one starts off as a bad parent.
冇人話開始嗰陣時就話要做一個唔好嘅父母嘅。
But when you have 3 teenagers in the house,
但當你有三個十幾歲嘅僆仔僆妹喺間屋度，
you're cooking, cleaning, and doing laundry every day.
你日日都係煮餸啊，洗衫啊。
Your heart's been broken for the third time this week.
你可能呢個星期已經一而再、再而三咁樣受到傷心啦。
And when your mind is just exhausted,
當你嘅心靈已經係好疲倦啦。
What happens in those moments?
喺嗰個時候會發生啲咩事呢？
Why can't you just listen?
你點解唔聽話啊？
I've asked you to do this 3 times already.
我已經叫咗你三次啦。
This is for your own good.
阿仔啊，呢個係為你好噶。
Sorry if that brought back some bad memories. What is that?
呢啲係咩呢？
That, I think, is one sense of how we ultimately are all wanting our children to all become exactly like us.
呢個就係話，我哋其實就想我啲小朋友好似我哋咁樣。
To think like me.
好似我哋咁樣諗嘢。
To act like me.
好似我哋咁樣做嘢。
To care about the things that I care about as well.
鍾意我鍾意嘅嘢。
Sometimes I think what happens is that in our own sense of sometimes inadequacy about being a parent,
有時係呢個可能因為我哋覺得做父母我係做得唔夠好。
Well, sometimes in our attempt to avoid the mistakes of our parents and how they parented us,
可能亦都有時出發就係話唔想我哋嘅父母喺我哋長大嘅時候所犯嘅錯誤。
What we end up doing is we pressure our children to become better.
但係我哋所做嘅就係我哋去壓迫我哋嘅細路去做得更加好。
We provoke them，
跟住我哋就會惹他們的氣啦。
We steer them， we direct them towards what we want them to become like。
我哋喺度帶領住佢哋，想佢哋成為我哋想做嘅。
And I think sometimes what we end up doing is we idolize the life that we wish that we had， and we envision it as a life for our kids。
甚至我哋有時將自己想要嘅生命，將佢變成一個偶像化，跟住將呢個偶像影射喺我哋嘅孩子身上。
And when they struggle to reach that level of perfection,
當佢哋達唔到呢個完美形象嘅時候，
what happens?
咁會點呢？
It's that situation that Ephesians 6 imagines.
呢個就係以弗所書六章所提到嘅。
But what the author realizes is that our children, whether it's ancient or modern,
呢個以弗所書作者喺度提醒我哋，無論係古時亦即係現代。
Our children were never meant to become a perfect version of us.
我哋嘅孩子，佢哋从来都冇注定话要成为一个完美形象嘅我嘅完美形象。
But to become the best of God, who God made them to be.
系要成为系神制造佢哋最好嘅形象。
I think that's why it says, it doesn't just say be gentle, but it says, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以以弗所书所讲唔系叫你就系温柔，而系话要在主的教导当中去养育他们。
We may have our ideas of what it means for our children to become mature adults.
我们可能有不同的认识，就说我们小朋友成长会是怎样的。
But the wisdom of Ephesians 6 says that a maturing child is becoming more and more godlike in their personality, more Christ-like in their personality.
但是以弗所书六章的智慧就是说，小朋友他长大的时候是更加是像耶稣。
It's this idea that recognizes, yes, God gave you this life to take care of and be responsible for.
我哋要认识到系主将呢个生命交喺你手上，等你去提供，等你去照顾。
To help nurture and mature into an adult.
去帮助佢成长，成为一个成人。
But this life ultimately belongs to God in the first place.
但要知道呢个生命最终系其实系属于主噶。
Your role as a father and or a mother is to nurture them in their own relationship to God as their ultimate father.
你作为父母的角色就是在他当中去照养他，所以他可以是跟他天父的关系，那个才是他真真正正的父亲。
Now on one hand, that's an even bigger responsibility.
你这样看的时候觉得哇，这个是很大的责任。
Bring a child up to realize that they have a heavenly father, how do you go about that?
我们怎样去养大一个小朋友，让他知道他在天父有一个爱的天父呢？
But this should also come with an even greater relief as well.
但其实这个应该带给我们很大的释怀。
Because whilst our own experience of parenting, whether it's our own parenting or our receiving of parenting, might be broken in some way,
可能我们的同我们的天父也好，同我们地上的父母都好，我们的这个经验当中可能有某些地方都会破碎的。
Our Father in heaven is perfect.
我们的天父是完美的。
And so when you look to our Heavenly Father, you can look for him as an example of what perfect parenting looks like.
当你仰望天父的时候，你会看到个完美的父亲 是应该怎样的。
We get an idea of this when Jesus says how everything that he does is by looking at what the Father does in the first place.
耶稣跟他说，他做的所有事就是看着天父做的事。
John 5, verses 19 to 20, it says this.
在约翰福音五章十九至二十节。
Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does.
中文就是，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么。唯有看见父所做的，子才能做；父所做的事，子也照样做。父爱子，将自己所作的一切事指给他看。
Jesus here gives us a model of what growing in maturity as a child means.
耶稣俾咗一个好好嘅例子，就系话成长当中系成长系一个点样嘅例子。
Growing up as a child isn't about becoming more independent.
成长不是说变得更加独立。
It's a growth of emulation.
而 是成长去更加去效法。
Oh, that's the word. That works. Growing in maturity as a child is one of growing in emulation of the Father.
当我们成长的时候，而是去模仿我们的天父。
Jesus here is telling us that when he looks at the Father, he is so enthralled, so inspired, so in love with what he sees his Father doing.
耶稣这里跟我们说，当他看着天父的时候，他很深深被父亲天父所做的事而着迷。
That he can do nothing else but to simply copy it.
他真的什么都做不到，他只能够是照样去做。
There is something natural and instinctive in Jesus that he is looking for a model of what it means to live well.
在耶稣心中有一个很直接的一个样子，就是他觉得怎样才是活得好。
And when he sees the Father, what he sees the Father doing is loving the people around him, serving them, providing for them.
当他看着他的父亲的时候，他看到父亲在爱所有的子民，他服侍所有的子民。
And so Jesus follows.
咁耶稣就照着做了。
You never see this example of the Lord telling Jesus what to do.
你冇听耶稣讲话，天父吩咐佢要做乜嘢，要做乜嘢。
All you see is Jesus acting in the way that he sees the Father acting in the first place.
你睇到嘅就系耶稣照住佢天父所做嘅嘢，佢跟住去做。
And so when you look at God's discipline of Jesus through emulation, what we also realize is that the purpose of all parenting is disciple making.
当我哋睇到神借住做榜样的方式来教导耶稣的时候，那我们会认识到我们做父母的其实就真的要去培养我们培养门徒。
The purpose of all parenting is disciple making.
所有的父母 的目标目的就是要制造门徒了。
And that's a different way of thinking about parenting today.
这个 是很不同的角度去看这个父母。
For most of us, we probably have our church lives and our family lives.
我们可能每个人都是教会的生活、家庭生活，两个不同的。
In our church lives, we're greeting everybody, we're telling everyone Jesus loves you.
在教会里面，我们会跟每个人都打招呼，跟人说耶稣爱你。
We're serving them, we're caring for them, asking them how their week was.
我们会问候他们，我们会服侍他们，问他们你们怎么
样。We're trying to show them the love so that they become, they see the love of Jesus and want to become more like Jesus themselves.
我们给他们看耶稣的爱，他们会更加想成为耶稣这样的样式。
And then we get home.
当我们回到家了。
And suddenly like, your room's not clean enough.
他回家就开始 又埋怨了，你间房咁污糟噶。
Your grades aren't good enough.
你的学你的成绩咁差噶。
Why can't you do better?
点解你唔可以做好啲啊
？Now we may not say it.
我哋可能唔一定讲出嚟。
We're thinking it.
不过我哋会咁样谂。
There is a big difference between how we parent and between how we disciple.
我哋有喺我哋嘅生活当中，我哋点样去做父母，同埋我点样做门徒，系两个好唔同嘅嘢。
But maybe the wisdom of Ephesians is telling us that being a parent is the ultimate form of being a disciple maker.
但以弗所书六章呢度同佢讲话，做一个父母其实就系最终一个做门徒嘅形式。
This life that God gives you to nurture, to influence, to lead.
呢个生命神赐俾你去影响、去培养、去带领。
And you will always be a disciple maker when you're a parent.
当你是家长的时候，你成日你好自然就会是一个培养门徒的。
The question is, are you discipling them towards becoming more like you?
但问题就是说，你带领他，将他令他更加似你。
Or are you leading them in the instruction and discipline of Jesus, leading them to become more like him?
但你是用耶稣的带领，他做形象，去令到他们更加似耶稣。
I think it's this idea why when we realize that the wisdom of Ephesians tells us that our children are meant to be led towards Jesus as their model, as the Heavenly Father, as their ultimate Father.
我们这里以弗所书带讲给我听，我们应该带领我们的小朋友，令他更加似耶稣，更加去跟天父有这个天父的关系。
That's what makes it both a greater responsibility, but also an even greater relief as well.
他这个带给我们很大的责任，同时也带来很大的释放。
Firstly, it relieves you of the pressure to become a perfect parent.
第一个就系话，佢令到你唔需要觉得我一定要成为一个完美嘅父母啦。
Because they already have a perfect parent in God.
因为佢已经有一个完美嘅父母，就系我哋嘅天父。
Secondly, it gives you strength to carry on every day.
第二个就系佢俾我哋能力去每日去继续去坚持。
Because you're no longer doing it alone.
因为你唔系自己一个人去做啦。
Yes, your spouse is there.
因为你仲喺度，
但系 there will be days when neither of you, both of you, will just be too tired.
会有时候你哋两个都好攰啦。
And in those moments when both husband and wife, father and mother are too exhausted to carry on.
当父亲母亲都好攰，冇办法再继续嘅时候
，this realization that even in that moment, you as parents are not alone because there is a heavenly father there with you in your tiredness.
在那个时候你都会觉得就算父母不在那里你的天父都会在那里。
That gives you strength to carry on working.
那个就会给到你力量了。
And finally, it teaches us that being a parent isn't much, so much about teaching someone to become an adult.
还有就是说做父母不是说我们要教他们做什么事。
It's about living as an example of Jesus.
而是要活出这个例子来。
Living in his strength, his compassion, and his gentleness, so that your children too can emulate you in those very things.
活出耶稣嗰个嘅能力啦，怜悯啦，同埋怜悯，所以你嘅儿子佢哋可以去模仿你。
Get the nuance here. There is a difference between teaching your children to become adults and showing your children how.
呢度有好微妙嘅唔同噶，就系话。教你哋小朋友去做咩？定系话你用例子去 show 俾佢睇要点样做
？Especially from us from a Chinese background, this is a difficult lesson to learn.
作为我哋系华人背景嘅，呢个可能系一个唔容易嘅功课。
Because there is something within our culture that likes to teach our children wisdom and principles of how to live.
因为喺我哋嘅文化当中，我哋有呢个教导佢一啲原则呢啲嘅嘢，我哋呢个系我哋嘅传统。
But for the most part, children, they don't learn through listening.
但是很多时候我们的孩子他们不会是从 聽去學嘅嘢噶。
They learn from seeing。
佢哋由佢哋睇到嘅嘢去學。
They learn from watching。
佢睇住我哋。
We've had three new babies, being born to various couples within Crossway, the English congregation, over the last 2 months.
喺最近嗰兩個月喺 Crossway 有三個小朋友出世。
And it's been wonderful to see these new lives come into the community.
都好開心有呢個新嘅生命進入呢個教會當中。
And they all look different.
佢哋個個都唔一樣。
They all smell different.
佢哋聞起上都唔一樣。
But there's one thing that they all do the same.
但係一樣嘢係一樣嘅。
They're always looking at you.
佢成日都望住你。
Their eyes are searching for the next face.
他們的眼睛經常都看著不同的面。
And when the face that's looking up at them smiles, they smile.
當有個面看著他是微笑的時候，他都會微笑。
And when the face that looks back at them tries to scare them.
當個面是要嚇他的時候，
they cry.
他就哭了。
They don't listen to what you're saying.
他們不會聽你說什麼。
There's no wisdom for them in your words. They can't understand them.
他們聽你的話，他們不明白你說什麼。
They're looking at how you're acting, how you're behaving.
佢睇緊你嘅行為係乜嘢？
Are you showing love? Are you showing grace? Are you showing friendliness to those around you?
佢覺得你係咪友善噶？定係你係驚噶？
Or are you showing a frightening, scary figure around you?
你係咪一啲係嚇佢噶？定係
And whatever they see more of, that's what they're going to copy the most.
當佢睇得多嘅時候，咁佢就會去模仿嗰個樣嘢啦。
Yes, when our children get to an age where they can understand words, that might be a time when we can give them some instruction.
係當然，當佢哋可以明白語言嘅時候，咁我哋呢個時候就用語言去教導。
But whilst words can set boundaries very well,
但係我哋嘅言語可能可以將我哋嘅界線可以設得好好。
Character is inspired by action.
你嘅特徵係要睇你嘅行為嘅。
Your ultimate role as a parent is to disciple your children towards Christ through your life.
你做父母最根本嘅目的就係要帶領你嘅兒子去成為耶穌嘅模樣。
Even Jesus himself, he said he could do nothing else but to copy what the Father was already doing.
因为耶稣他自己都讲，他什么都做不到，他只能够 copy， 他只能够去模仿他天父所做的事。
But rather than seeing that as a difficulty for us, let's see it as advice for us.
我们不可以将这个作为一个好看这样有做很难的事，我们作为一个对我们一个建议。
There's something that I've noticed. I've been in ministry for the last 14 years now.
我已经在教会服侍了14年了。
I've watched the British Chinese church in various cities grow larger and larger.
我睇到喺英國好多環喺唔同嘅城市環教會係越嚟越大嘅。
And there's something very particular about being multilingual, multi-congregational in our Chinese churches.
喺環教嗰邊係有啲係好特別，就係有我哋有好多嘅唔同嘅語言嘅聚會嘅。
Because yes, there's always an existing generational difference.
當然肯定有一個年紀段嘅一個階段嘅唔同。
But that generational difference also creates something else as well, which is that our following generations tend to speak English more.
亦都係呢個我哋嘅呢個輩份嘅時候，我哋嘅後生嗰部分都多數係講英文㗎啦。
So most of our young people, especially the teenagers, attend Crossway.
所以我哋在可能有好多年輕人，佢哋係去 Crossway 嗰邊聚會嘅。
And most of them will probably also attend 412, the youth group that meets on Fridays as well.
可能好多喺星期五晚都去參加412嘅。
And so there's this greater separation between our early generations. What was it? The precious group, the 60 plus. What was the Chinese? 咩寶咩組？
寶貴
組。Yeah. There is between the precious group and the adult group and the youth.Group, there is not just a linguistic separation, there is a spatial separation, there is in some sense a spiritual separation as well.
所以好似我哋先头咁样，我哋有宝贵组、成人组、儿童组，我哋唔单止系有年纪段嘅区别，我哋有语言嘅区别，我哋甚至喺聚会上都有空间上嘅区别。
And so what ends up happening is that there's this increasing distance between our languages and our generations.
所以咧就令到我哋。在我們的距離會增加了，不單止是語言，還有年紀啊。
And what that ends up engineering is a separation within our families as well.
所以這個會就算帶來在我們自己個人的家庭當中都會有一定的距離的。
That model of separation that we've created within our churches, and I'm not just talking about here, I mean across the entire country as I've traveled around it.
当我在英国看到其他教会的时候，这种这样的距离都是很平常。
Youth groups are good at doing two things better than families are.
我们的年轻人那个聚会那个团契，比很多家庭聚会有好处的两个地方。
Better than families, not family services. Better than families.
俾我哋家庭会有两个好处嘅。
They're good at teaching our young people spiritual knowledge and providing them with spiritual friendship.
佢哋俾佢哋教导佢哋喺属灵上嘅知识咧，都俾佢哋喺属灵上嘅伙伴。
But what youth groups should do worse than families at is inspiring spiritual character and providing spiritual leadership.
那个年轻的团契他做不到的，比家庭来说是做不到的，就是给不到这个属灵上的那种的特性。
That should come from their parents.
那样东西是只能够来自于他们的父母了。
But what's happened over time is that families, churches have outsourced that role of providing spiritual leadership and spiritual character and spiritual leadership away from the family and into the youth group instead.
很多时候我们家庭里面没有做，而是将这件事是推了给我们的年轻的团契去做，就是说这个在这个属灵上的领导和属灵上的特征。
And as a former youth leader, I can tell you that we would all much rather if the parents would take a more active role in that task.
我以前都是年轻人的导师，我都是看到我说最好是家庭的父母能够做到这个角色更好。
Because if the purpose of all parenting is ultimately one of disciple making,
因为如果我们的家长的最终的目的就是要制造门徒，
then maybe it'sOur role at home as youth leaders, as spiritual parents, that we should take on as our primary role.
可能在我们的家庭当中，我们做父母的就要兼顾埋这个属灵的导师，去展示这个属灵的特征。
In English, there's this phrase, "Do as I say, not as I do."
在英文上面有一句话，就是说照我讲的做。
Some of you may have heard it when you've gone for sports coaching or when someone's giving you driving instruction.
你可能有时喺去运动啊，嗰啲教练啊，或者系学揸车啊嗰个教练啊。
When I was younger and I went to badminton coaching, my coach would always tell me, "Just do what I say, but don't do as I do," because they would never follow their own instructions.
好似我细嗰阵时有羽毛球嘅培训啦，我嗰个教练就成日都系讲话，要做我讲嘅嘢，唔好做我做嘅，因为佢永远都唔会做自己所讲嘅嘢。
And whenever they did that, it always made me doubt whether they were a good coach or not.
每次佢咁讲嘅时候，我就喺度谂紧啦，佢系咪一个好教练噶
？Because if you can't do the things that you're saying, then how can I trust that the wisdom you're giving me is one that's trustworthy？
如果你都唔做你自己讲嘅嘢，咁我点解会相信你讲嘅嘢咧？系咪真系值得噶
？How often do we tell the people around us to do as we say and not as we do？
好多时候我哋都同周围人讲，做我讲嘅嘢，而唔好照我做嘅嘢。
But Jesus tells us that whatever the Father does, the Son also does。
但耶稣同我讲，佢话。他的天父做的事他都跟着做。
It's not do as I say, but do as I do.
不是说做我说，而是照着我做的去做，效法我。
I think the challenge of fatherhood today isn't one of intention, it's a challenge of partnership of godly excellence with our children.
我们今天做父母的挑战不是说我们的意愿的挑战，而是说我们有没有做出这个属灵这个榜样。
Not just verbally teaching them to grow in the instruction and discipline of the Lord.
不是只是在言语上去跟他们教训，他们说要照主的教训去做。
But living in such a way that when our children see us, they want to emulate us in the same way that when Jesus looked at his father, he goes, "Wow, I want to do that as well."
But 是我们的行为上，令我的子女看到，哇，这个都是我想做的事，就好像耶稣看着他天父。
When I was six, my dad introduced me to badminton.
我六岁的时候，我爸带我打羽毛球。
I still play now. I play three times a week now.
我而家仲喺度打羽毛球，我每个星期打三次。
I play at a local club. I take part in local competitions.
我喺俱乐部打啦，我亦都有参加比赛嘅。
I'm not very good.
我唔系话真系好好。
But now I'm better than my dad.
但係我比我爸爸好。
But when I was 6 years old, and that young boy looked up at his father, able to move around the court and hit that shuttlecock with fluidity.
當我六歲嗰陣時，睇住呢個父親，佢可以喺球場上度左跳右跳，可以打得非常之好。
I wanted to emulate him.
我想好似佢咁。
When my dad would go to church, my mum would be praying at home every day. I wanted to emulate that.
当我睇我妈喺屋企每日都喺度祈祷嘅时候，我都会想学佢咁样。
One of the big reasons why I'm now doing the things I do as a minister.
其中一个原因我点解今日会系出嚟侍奉
？Is because I saw my parents honouring God in their lives.
因为我睇到我父亲系点样去去侍奉嘅。
They didn't tell me to go into full-time ministry.
佢哋冇同我講話，叫我去全職侍奉。
They knew actually that when I went into full-time ministry, I would earn no money for the rest of my life.
佢知道我如果我去做全職侍奉，我呢世都賺唔到錢。
It would bring the family very, very little honour.
亦都唔會帶俾我哋帶俾個家庭有好大嘅榮譽。
But the reason I do it now is because when I saw my parents in their love of the discipline and instruction of the Lord, I wanted to emulate that.
我咁做，因為我睇到我嘅父母喺佢哋身上，我睇到佢哋點樣去用主嘅教导去带领我，我想好似佢哋咁样。
It wasn't just a church，
而唔系呢个教会。
It wasn't just at church，
而我唔系只系喺教会。
It was also at home as well，
而且喺家庭入边。
If you're struggling to parent，
如果你喺做父母上面觉得系好有挑战
，the temptation will be to increase the pressure to increase。The force upon your children to listen more, to obey more, to do better.
我哋好自然就好想话，我哋施加大啲嘅压力，等我哋嘅孩子听话，去遵守我哋讲嘅嘢。
The wisdom of Ephesians 6 says, your actions as you love God, as you follow Jesus, will have an even greater impact than your words ever can.
以弗所书六章俾我嘅智慧就话，你嘅行为会比你嘅语言。在他们身上有更大的影响力。
Or perhaps with more detail, it's after your actions that your words will have weight. It's after your actions in loving God that your words will have weight of wisdom.
Okay, 应该说是你的行为之后你再用说话，你的说话就会更加有力量了。
What was Jesus like?
耶稣是怎样的呢?
Strong yet compassionate, competent yet gentle, confident and yet humble.
佢好有权力，佢有怜悯，佢好有能力，但系都好温柔。佢好自信，亦都好谦卑。
And yet Jesus only learned these things because he saw his heavenly Father at work in the world through those very characteristics in the first place.
耶稣系咁样，就因为佢睇住天父系透过咁样嘅特性去工作嘅。
Your task as a father or mother, if you are one, is to now do the same.
你作为父母，你系需要做同样嘅嘢。
To discipline yourself by looking at your father every day.
你要透过仰望天父，每日咁样去仰望天父，去学习，去培训你自己。
To experience his power, his love, and his joy in your life.
系经历佢嘅能力，经历佢嘅爱喺你嘅生命当中。
And then to emulate those things for your children to see.
亦都系去效法呢啲嘢 ，so that 你嘅小朋友会睇得到。
And when you start to do that,
当你咁样做嘅时候。
What they'll do is that they'll pay attention.
他们会怎样呢? 他们就会注意了。
They'll notice those things.
他们会看到那些东西的。
And they'll want to emulate them.
他们就会想,我都想好像他这样。
In the same way that no parent starts off as a bad parent.
就好像说,没有一个父母开始的时候是想做坏的父母的。
No child starts off as a bad child.
没有小朋友开始都是想做坏的小朋友。
If what they see in you is someone that has a grander, greater purpose in their lives than themselves,
如果他看到你在他生命当中有很大的一个计划,
if what they see in you is a love that is not generated from yourself but comes to you from somewhere else,
如果他看到在你身上的爱不是单从你自己出来，而是从天父的那里出来的,
they will then naturally ask you, where does that come from?
他们会问你了。那些是哪里来的呢?
How do I do that?
我怎样才可以做同样的呢?
Parents, my encouragement and my blessing to you is that as you go into your families this evening,
所有父母我的建议就是今晚你回家,
may you be encouraged that you are not alone in this journey.
你可能会你应该受到鼓舞，就话呢个道路上你唔系一个人。
And it is not all entirely on you to bear the burden of parenting.
亦都所有嘅压力唔系喺在你身上。
And every day, as you allow the Lord to inspire and to encourage you in your status as a son or daughter of God first.
每一日去容许神喺当中去鼓励你，你首先系被爱嘅儿子同女儿。
That light will attract your children to also look up at the Lord as well.
嗰种嘅光会吸引你嘅儿子都会去想去仰望。
And as you do that, may you experience the true joy and fulfillment of being a spiritual parent.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就会真系会睇到系嗰种嘅喜乐同埋系喜乐喺你嘅家庭当中。
Let's pray for that now.
Let's pray.
Father, we thank you for the gift of children.
天父，我哋好感恩你俾我哋有小朋友。
And therefore also for the gift of fatherhood and motherhood.
亦都系做有呢个父亲同母亲呢个角色呢个礼物。
And Father, in those moments when we are tempted to provoke our children.
神啊，喺当我哋想惹我哋儿女嘅气嘅时候。
Help us to remember that they are yours first and foremost.
提醒我哋，佢哋系你嘅。
Give us the strength of the Holy Spirit to lead them in all holiness and godliness towards Christ.
愿你嘅圣灵带领住佢哋去进入你嘅形象。
And give us love every day, Lord God, so that we can live as an example of Christ Jesus in their lives.
俾我哋有爱嘅力量，所以我哋喺佢生命当中，我哋每日可以活出好嘅榜样。
And as we honor you with all of our actions and our words every day, may our children see that.
当我哋喺每一日当中，我哋用我哋嘅行为，我哋嚟到去荣耀你嘅时候，我哋嘅孩子都可以睇得到。
And so they themselves be inspired and desire to love the Lord themselves as well.
咁佢哋就会因为咁样而激发佢哋亦都想去爱主。
Give us strength in that endeavor.
赐俾我哋力量。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣嘅名，阿门。
谢谢赵师给我们的分享。
Testing.
爸爸学校已经举办了很多届了，很感恩在去年我们在 MK 有了第一届的妈妈学校，所以我们把接下来的时间交给这些第一届在妈妈学校毕业的学员们。
大家好，我哋准备咗一首诗歌咧，系唔单止送俾在座嘅每一位父亲，更加送俾我哋主内嘅弟兄姊妹同埋每一位朋友。呢个系我哋嘅心声，好喜欢与你在一起。
大家好，我们今天准备了一首诗歌，不单只是献给在座的各位爸爸们，也献给神家里面的弟兄姐妹们，还有慕道朋友们。这是我们的心声，好喜欢与你们在一起。
Hello everyone. As we sing this hymn, we'd like to dedicate this song to every father here with us today and all of you brothers and sisters. We just want to let you know we truly love being with you all. Thank you.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等地善，何等地美，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑蒙的甘露降在石安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑蒙的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。